WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and listen to theref.com presents the North Football Show featuring comments from head coach Joey Paradine and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week one of the high school football season and week one of our weekly shows. Every Tuesday at 4:30, we will talk about the North Huskies with head coach Joey Paradine and members of his football team. The North Show brought to you this season by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey the agent, Evansville Estate Emporium by Primetime Pub and Grill, and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. When we come back, we'll talk to Coach Paradine about everything leading up to the scrimmage this past week against Boonville. We'll also talk to him about the season opener at home coming up on Friday against Castle. All that when the North Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
The Case IH Farmall 100A Series tractors comes equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower in Poseyville to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Poseyville today.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the North Football Show, week one, as the Huskies get set to entertain Castle coming up on Friday. More about that in just a little bit. Head coach Joey Paradine joining us here in this segment. Coach, how are you?
Doing great, Dan.
All right. Well, obviously, a lot of excitement now building. Three more nights from now, the season gets underway. But before we talk about that, just kind of the last couple of weeks, I know we did the preview show with you kind of there at the end of July. Since that time, it was the official start of practice. School got back in session, and so the kids are now kind of in a little bit more of a routine. But just, you know, how the first couple of weeks of August went leading up to the scrimmage last week against Boonville?
Doing great. You know, the weather's been fantastic, and we've been, you know, pretty blessed from that aspect. You know, relatively been able to stay relatively healthy through these first couple of weeks, and, you know, ultimately, you know, just trying to build upon our summer and trying to make sure that we're as efficient and effective as we possibly can come, you know, this first week here against Castle.
Well, Coach, obviously, you know, during the summertime, I mean, you've got a lot of other distractions with your football team. But, you know, once you kind of get to the end of July, 1st of August, it's all hands on deck. And so this team, we talked again the preview show, kind of the excitement, some of the positions that are still at that time were still maybe to be determined. But, you know, following the scrimmage last week, what have you been able to find out about your football team, you know, at least the first few weeks of August?
Yeah, I mean, we still got some position battles, you know, that are going to go on and probably persist throughout the rest of the season just simply because we feel like we have a lot of depth. And I think we learned that in our scrimmage this past Friday night at Boonville. You know, ultimately we have some younger guys that are capable of filling in areas that we need. Again, some of the guys that, you know, that weren't maybe a part of our main varsity group last year have really kind of stepped up, and we were able to see what they were able to do in live action. So I think that's the biggest thing is just continuing to build depth, challenge each guy each week, and make sure that we have the best units that we possibly can out on the field every Friday night. So hopefully, you know, that will continue to grow and develop throughout the year.
Well, and certainly the scrimmage with Boonville was kind of a structured event last week. I think most people, you know, the offense for one school had so many plays, and then the other team's offense and defense, and maybe work on, you know, goal line and red zone offense and all of that. So, you know, at the end of the night, you guys get back on the bus and head back. I know you've had a chance to watch the film over the weekend as well. I mean, what did you see from your football team that maybe you didn't know going into that scrimmage?
Yeah, I think, you know, offensively we had some moments where we really struggled just getting lined up and being assignment sound. You know, that I think that was kind of eye-opening for our coaching staff. My offensive coordinator reminded me we'd had the same problems last year. So I think just, you know, making sure everybody's on the same page and making sure we're structured, getting our packages on and off. So that was something that we noticed offensively. You know, we know that we're able to run the football. We had some really effective runs. You know, throwing the ball is going to continue to be, you know, where we have to continue to develop and grow and get better at. So, you know, obviously with a new quarterback and Jake Timbarge and even Luke Grayson, you know, we know that there's going to be some timing issues and things that are going to have to take care of themselves over the year. So hopefully that to get better and we can be a balanced team as if we were last year. Defensively, I like the way our guys flew around. I thought there was a lot of guys that made some good plays, and we got some experience from a lot of different positions. I was really pleased with the way our defensive line played. We were minus a few bodies, but, you know, I thought they were pretty effective. And, you know, outside of a couple of busted coverages, I thought for the most part defensively we were pretty assignment sound. So those were all things that I think were positives and then ultimately things that we got to get better at before Friday night.
Well, and the other thing too, I mean, you have a scrimmage there. The kids see some different players, different school. But the other main thing is that everybody gets out of there healthy. And I assume that was the case with you guys on Friday.
Yeah, we had some guys kind of nicked up, just, you know, nursing some injuries, kind of going into that. So we went ahead and rested them that Friday night. But I think everybody should be back to full health. You know, outside of our, you know, season ending injury that we had to one of our seniors, for the most part, we've been able to get everybody either through some of the injuries or they're, you know, hopefully be able to nurse them back to health here before Friday.
We'll come back with more of this edition of the North Football Show Week 1 right here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and at Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy every everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and, of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub & Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the North Football Show, week one, as the Huskies get set to take on the Castle Knights at home on Friday night. During this segment, we will feature a member of the North football team, James Mercer, a senior. James, how are you?
Not too bad, man.
All right. Well, unfortunately for James, he's not going to be able to put the pads on this season. ACL injury earlier this summer. And obviously, James, something like this, you never wish that on anybody, but especially a young man getting ready for his senior season. Certainly the disappointment, probably you'll live with this maybe for the rest of your life. But after that and knowing the outcome and what the prognosis was for you, how have you been able to kind of put that day behind you now and concentrate on how best you can help your football team?
After it initially happened, it kind of sucked, but realizing that my teammates and their success on the field is more important than mine, I just, got the surgery, and I was just looking forward to see how they were going to do this season, and going out there every day for practice, just making sure everything's still fluid, and just, going to bed praying that my teammates have a great season, and just glad to still be a part of it, even though I'm not going to be on the field.
So what would your role be? I mean, certainly, talking to Coach Paradine, talking to, your offensive coordinator as well, but what role do you see yourself in this season?
I mean, I just feel like I can connect with all the players on the team. I know them. So, if a coach gets upset with them, and they're, a little hot-headed, get to the sideline upset, I can just go over there and talk to them, make sure everything's all right. And then at the same time, still know what's going on the field. So if a coach calls a specific play and somebody doesn't know what's going on, I can just help out and be like, hey, you got to run this, you got to do this. Just making sure everybody's on top of things, even though I'm not on the field.
James, certainly now with the huddle and some of these other ways that you guys can watch film, and I know if you were, putting the uniform on Friday night, you would spend an awful lot of time, looking at the coverages for Castle and every opponent each and every week. Are you still going to watch an awful lot of film so you can help, the wide receivers and maybe other people offensively to do the best they can and exploit the weaknesses that the defense gives you?
For sure. I mean, Castle had a lot of young DBs last year, and we did pretty good against them. So, watching film on them this year is kind of the same thing, being able to, just let my guys know, what their weaknesses is and their strengths, because, it's a great team. So we just got to make sure we're locked in. And if we're not watching film, making sure that, we're doing everything right, we're not going to be successful. So, I just got to make sure that I'm watching film as well, because I'm still a part of the team. Got to make sure to coach my guys up.
All right, and you look at last year, and you guys had success. I mean, number one, you had a winning record. Number two, and most important than that, you guys won a sectional championship, went up to Bloomington for a regional. So, and you were part of that success, and now you hope to be part of even more success this coming season. Just from your outlook, James, what do you see, at least from the wide receiver position now, as far as people coming in, taking your place, and the talent that's still out there at wide receiver?
We lost Casey Osborne last year, and he was one of the guys that we relied on a lot. But this year we still have Hunter Skelton, who's a returner. Then we got Cole McBride, who played JV last year, but looks to make a big impact on this season. I mean, he's done great through the summer. And then Evan Garnett made a position change to fill in my spot. And, I mean, he's been pretty fluid through the summer. So I feel like we're going to be successful, and I just can't wait to see what my guys do.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you got a great attitude, James. And again, like you said, it sucked that you're not going to be able to play your senior year, and it's not like college where you get like a medical redshirt or anything like that. But it sounds like you're excited and can't wait for this season to start on Friday.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, James, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and all the best in your rehab. And now putting on that coach's hat, maybe a little bit of a different perspective for you this year, but all the best to these Huskies as they get ready for the season opener on Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's James Mercer. We'll come back. We'll talk with Coach Joey Parody, get the scattered report on Castle when this North Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new places, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families. There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the North Football Show, the Huskies get set to open up the campaign on Friday night at Bundred Stadium. They'll take on the Castle Knights. It'll be a rematch of last year's sectional championship game where a basketball game almost broke out. 60-55 was the score in that one. The Huskies got it done, moved on to the regional. Well, Coach, obviously you take a look now at this year, and you've got an outstanding running game. You talked a little bit right now. The passing game may not be where you want it to be, but as you look at Castle's defense, I think and possibly the strength of their team, at least right now, what does this offense for North have to do on Friday night to move the football, be productive, and put points on the board?
I think just being consistent and just making sure that, you know, we stay within ourselves and not necessarily, try to, replicate what we tried to do in the sectional game, which was obviously scoring a lot of big plays. You know, sometimes those happen, sometimes they don't. Kind of looking back to that first game of the year when we only scored 21 points, you know, we had to have like a 16-17 play drive to win that game. You know, I think those are critical. I think those are crucial. I think you got to be able to put those kind of drives together and that kind of sucks the life out of your opponent. So I think having those types of things and understanding that the games are never over, especially against Castle. You know, they're in that first game of the year, we were up, and then they came back, and we had to scratch and claw to win that one. And then ultimately, you know, the back-and-forth game in the sectional final, we got up pretty big early, and then, you know, they just kept pounding, and next thing we knew, we were in a dogfight. We were actually down, you know, coming out of half there. And so, you know, I think our kids, over the last few years, have realized that, you know, these games are always going to come down to the last quarter, and you got to be playing your best and hopefully be in our best shape
and execute and ultimately not turn the football over or commit stupid penalties. So, you know, all of those things are all coaches speak, but they hold true, especially in the beginning of the year.
You take a look at their offense. I think kind of like you, they're breaking in a new quarterback this year. I don't know who's going to get the start. I know there's a couple of names being thrown out there. And I think just like you, Coach, there was a couple guys that they maybe didn't play last week as well in the scrimmage. So you take a look at their offense. What do you see from them? What will your defense have to do or at least contain to have success on Friday?
I mean, it's been the same pretty much year after year, and that is we've got to be able to at least try to slow down their running game. You know, I think everything runs through their running game. Their passing game is predicated off their running game. They take a lot of play action shot plays. So if they're able to run the football at will and able to get the edge and do some things, then it's usually a long night for the opponent. So we've got to be able to challenge them, you know, put them in second and long, third and long situations where they're going to have to go to different things. Ultimately, you know, they're going to hand the ball to McCool a lot. We know that. And we've got to be able to tackle well. We've got to be able to create turnovers when possible. And just, you know, kind of the same thing I said, but, you know, if they are going to score touchdowns, that, you know, we want them to be, you know, long, sustained drives that we make them earn it. So, you know, I think all those things are going to apply, and hopefully we are, you know, in good enough shape to be able to make those plays when we need to. And you know, we've been pretty sound, you know, defensively in most of the games that we played against them. So that hopefully that continues to be the trend for us here this year and moving on.
Well, Coach, too, and I think you talked about this in our first segment with you, just as far as getting a chance for depth, and you've got an awful lot of it. So, you know, it could be a lot hotter Friday night than what it's probably going to be. I think the forecast is going to be pretty good all week long. But will depth, do you think, be a factor in this game?
There's times I remember when Doug and I would walk off the field and we were like, man, we had to pull our third and fourth strings out there just to be able to get through it, just because of the heat and, you know, it should be in the first game. And so you never can replicate that type of intensity throughout the summer, no matter what it is. So, I would suspect that we'll continue to have that, you know. Usually there's either somebody that gets nicked up or gets injured, or there's a play that a guy has to go out. So you're going to see multiple kids in there, and you just hope that, you know, they've gotten the reps, the things that they needed to be able to come in and maybe not be the same as a starter, but hopefully there's not a big drop off. And I think, you know, that's going to continue to be the case, especially in week one, week two, week three, until you can, you know, hopefully get through some of that.
One final question, Coach. Joey Paradine joining us, North Football Show. You know, you take a look, and every game is a conference game. Every game is just as important. But when you look at the North schedule, I'm sure if I would talk to Coach Hurd and ask him about the Castle schedule, there are a couple of games on your schedule that you just kind of circle, because it's like these are some of our bigger games, taking nothing away from everybody else in the conference. But I think the two 5A schools meeting opening night, again, no disrespect to the other four games in the conference, but I think this is a marquee matchup in the SIAC this week, isn't it?
It seems to be for us. I mean, you know, we're always looking at the next game on our schedule, and they just happen to always be the first one. Obviously, you know, I've mentioned this multiple times. We have a mutual respect for Castle and their program. You know, they've been doing things for a long time there the right way, and Doug's been, you know, one of the tenured coach here in the SIAC. So you know what his program is going to be top of the conference. You always know that they're going to be, you know, a sectional opponent that's going to be knocking on, the door for sectional championships and maybe even multiple, you know, championships and regionals and semi-states. So, yeah, to say that we don't, you know, kind of compare ourselves to them would be crazy, because, you know, they are kind of our other school over there that is the same size as us. We see them in sectionals typically. And so we know that if we're able to come out of that game with a victory, or we're able to be right there, then it's a good measuring stick game for us. And it doesn't determine the rest of our season, but it does allow us to kind of know, okay, where are we at? How far do we have to go in order to be able to either compete or play or win come sectional time.
Joey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Also, have a chance to talk to James as well. But all the best the rest of the week of preparation, and certainly in the game on Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate you, and appreciate you guys doing these shows. They're always great.
All right, that's Joey Paradine. This is the North Football Weekly Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This North Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.